Akimbara, you are God, the creator, Eledorun Waye, the uncreated creator of the heavens and the earth, the uncaused being that caused all things to be, the source and the force of the universe, the spring and the foundation of all that exists, and the roots by which all your creations are rooted. You are the center that holds all together. In you, all your creations are sustained. You are the reason for all our existence, the source of all powers, the pillar that hold our lives. Who would have believed that this earth we inhabit was once submerged in water and was covered by darkness? But Ruach HaKodesh, your Holy Spirit, moved upon the face of the deep to bring a divine order and line everything up to be activated by your word, which faileth not. You commanded, let there be light, and there was light. Olorun Oro lo fi da aye ohun orun. Oro lo fi da ohun gbogbo. At your command, the invisible broke through and became visible. You were there when the light first showed up in the beginning. You were there when the first day and the first night were created. At your command, the water gathered together to become the sea. It was at your word the sun first shone and the moon first appeared in the sky. Your breath put the stars in the sky, and your word populated the earth with all kinds of plants and animals. You assigned birds to the sky, some living creatures to the waters, and some to the land. Mankind are the work of your hands. You were your own witness when you said, let us create man in our own image, after our own likeness. You formed and molded man out of the dust, fearfully and wonderfully in your own image. You put your breath in them and you blessed them and gave them dominion over the work of your hands.
Elohim, mighty God, there is no one like you.
Elohim Bara, God the Creator, you created the spring and the source of the seas. You know where the gates of death are located. Only you know the extent of this earth because you created it. You created the length, the depth, and the breadth of it by your wisdom. Only you know and have control over the source of the light and the dwelling of darkness because you created them. The knowledge of your awesome creation is matchless and too high and lofty to comprehend. You created storehouses for the snow, give hailstone its own dwelling place, and conceal the home of the east wind. You made a channel for the torrents of rain and laid a path for the lightning. The rain has no father, nobody gave birth to the dew, and the ice has no mother, and the frost from heavens have no parents. But by your wisdom, water turns to ice as hard as rock, without being put in the freezer by any man. And the surface of the water freezes by your ordinance. All this happened by your divine programming, God. Who can remove the power of the constellations and their influences on the earth? The scientists and the astrologers can only study and experiment on what you have created and confirm what you have already made. Who know the laws of the universe? Let them come and use them to regulate the earth like you do, God. Abi ta lo le jagbe mo somo ko ranju? Ta lo le so ara bi ti re Olorun? Nobody. Nobody. Ayaje ko roju Oluwa ko si sede to le sun ara bi ire Olorun. Nobody except you, Lord, who gives intuition to the heart and instinct to the mind. Ashiwere ni ko lo wi ni ti okore wi pe iwo Olorun ko si. But you are God who numbers the cloud. You measure the sand of the seashore and measure the waters of the sea. You place the stars in the sky and know them all by name. Oba to moye awon irawo o to rawo lowo owo lati basise raja ona to mi ba wonu agbon enikan omo oru ni loju bi koro se wonu eso o gbo mo pamo sinu adagun omi ninu alaboyun o gbe ile igbin kan alaba n gbe petesi re kaakiri eye wo ye eja wo pe eran ko wo irun o wa gbe awo ara wo omi eniyan bi ewu. How awesomely wonderful are your wisdom and creativity, my God. It was you who established all the ends of the earth. You gathered the wind in your fist, bound the waters in a garment, and commanded the light to shine out of darkness. I stand in awe of you, the power that upholds the heavens and the earth, the divine intelligence behind the creation, the creator of life, my maker, my potter, the unseen author of my DNA. I stand in awe of you.
Nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like Elohim. Nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like Elohim.
The heavens you created declares your glory, O God. The skies you made proclaim the works of your hands. Day after day, they speak of your awesomeness. Though they have no language, they use no speech, no sound, no word. Yet, your wonder is seen through the activities in all of the earth. The sun wakes up early in the morning to go about its assignment. The moon takes over in the evening, and the stars are forever twinkling in the sky. And the sky itself has never fallen down since you spread it up there like a curtain. They control the day and the night, the seasons and the year, without accident, no competition, no power failure, and no change of batteries. They know when to switch from night to day, from spring to summer, from summer to autumn, and from autumn to winter without a remote control, because you, God, are the divine intelligence behind the activities. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that's within me. Bless the Lord, you his angels, who excel in strength, obeying the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all you his hosts, you who serve and do his will. And as you do so, I join my voice to the voice of the heavens and the starry host to declare your glory, O God. I join my voice to the voice of the angels in heaven to worship your awesomeness, and to the voice of all the saints all over the world to give honor and glory and thanks to you who sit on the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever.